Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. It's me, Ash, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. What the heck? We're in April. We are literally in April. Quarter one is now done. The first 3 months of the year finished, whether you like it or not. And we are entering into quarter number two, the next 3 months. That's all we need to focus on right now is the next 3 months, not the rest of the year, just the second quarter. Speaking of the second quarter and rolling into April, today I want to dive into my updated wellness morning routine. It is no surprise that I love a good morning routine, and having something set in place when you roll out of bed to set your day up, to set your head and your mind right before you plow through the day, it's no shock that that's my thing. I'm all about the habits, routines, and rituals, right? Because when we string together all these little moments of intentionality and productivity, my gosh, will we change not only our everyday, but we will absolutely change our life. But before I give you my updated morning wellness routine, I want to let you in on a little secret. Just a little secret. It's perfectly okay to change your habits. I know, that sounds crazy. We think that we should be married to our morning routine, our afternoon routine, our night routine, and it's got to stay the same forever and always because it's worked for us before, so I know it will work for us now. And to some degree, that is true, right? If you're in a rut and you find yourself having zero morning routine, but a few years back you had a solid one and it made you feel good, so you can go back to that. But that's not what I'm talking about. Right now I'm talking about when you change as a person, right? When you evolve, when you show up differently today than you have before, your morning routine and how you want to set yourself up for the day, it's going to change. In fact, it should change. The more you change, the more you evolve, the more that you grow into that better version of yourself, the things that you do every day, they're going to shift. The things that you want to do every day are going to change. They're going to look different because you're different. I am fully giving you permission to shake it up. I am fully giving you permission to allow this new version of you to run the show. You're different. Good. You should be. You've grown. You've transformed. You have changed so much about yourself because you've been working so hard on yourself. Why wouldn't the things that you do in the morning to set yourself up change with you? So yes, it is perfectly okay to change your habits. As individuals, we evolve over time, right? Our needs, our priorities, our circumstances, they change. Adjusting your habits will allow you to adapt to these changes while continuing your personal development. Things have to change for you to continue to level up, to continue to tap into that next level you. Let's talk about experimentation for a second, right? Trying out new habits and adjusting the current morning routine or lunch routine or night routine that you have will absolutely help you to discover what works best, right? Maybe you're in a new season of life. Maybe you just got a dog. I just got a dog, right? So things are changing for me. I'm entering this new chapter of my married life. I just bought a house. Things are changing. Things are evolving. It's okay to try it out. It's okay to experiment with different approaches to see what fits your lifestyle and your goals. Give yourself permission right now to experiment with how you want to show up today and every day. Right? If you don't want to read the book for 10 minutes anymore in the morning because you're finding like it's sucking out the energy, you're finding like it's draining you before you take on your day, take it out of your morning routine. Add in journaling, add in movement, stretching, whatever. You are changing. Your life is changing and evolving. You're entering into a new era, a new chapter, a new season of life. So make your morning routine fit this new version of you. It has to make sense, otherwise you're not gonna do it. The whole point of a morning routine is to set yourself up. And if you can't set yourself up in a way that makes sense and fits your life, my gosh, what's the freaking point? Life is unpredictable. What has worked for you in the past? It might not work well for you now. It might not work well for you in the future. Changing your habits will absolutely allow you to remain flexible and responsive to any adversity, any challenges, and opportunities that come about. Change is good. Growth is good. Transformation is what we want to see. It's what we want to feel. It's who we want to be, and it is where we thrive. So welcome something new. Welcome a new routine, a new step in the process. If your mind and your heart is craving something new in the morning when your alarm clock goes off, give it to you. Give it to your mind, your heart, your soul. Listen to what your body is telling you. How we feel is literally information from your spirit. If you're feeling blah when you wake up, maybe it's something that you're doing in the morning that's making you dread it, making you dread your day. What do you need to do to shift your energy in the morning, to shake things up so that you can meet this next level you where you're at? This new morning routine means that you have absolutely stepped into self-improvement. If you have identified habits that are holding you back that no longer serve you, it is time to replace these stagnant habits with something more productive, useful, and positive. Have you ever felt like you need to update yourself, right? Maybe it's your style, the clothes you wear. Maybe it's your nail color. Maybe it's your hair color, right? A little update on yourself. I want you to begin to think of these habits and these things that you do on a daily basis in the same way, right? You know when your phone needs an update, a software update, so it takes 10 minutes to reboot, right? To update its hardware, its software. That is exactly what we need to be doing all the time. Self-evaluating if we need an update. If what we're doing is keeping us stuck, if what we're doing is keeping us bored, if what we're doing isn't working anymore for who we are and who we're showing up as today in this moment, in this season of our life. Change is good. Say it with me now. Change is good. Sometimes all that you need is a shake up in how you're waking up. Maybe it's a new alarm clock. Maybe it's no alarm clock at all. Maybe it's gratitude. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's movement. Maybe it's coffee. What do you need to shift up so that you can show up just 1% better today than yesterday? It starts with how you roll out of bed. So yes, give yourself permission to change. Give yourself permission to do something different today so that you can continue to level up tomorrow. So what do I do now in my mornings? When my alarm clock goes off, what the heck do I do? Well, let me tell you a few things. I have welcomed change. I have welcomed a new season of life. I'm married. I'm moving into my first house. My husband and I just got a dog, which is crazy, like a good kind of crazy. So things are different, a good different, but nonetheless, things are different. So I do five things in the morning that are just a part of my routine, but I do it with intention. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If you have a routine, some things that you do in the morning, but there's no purpose and there's no intention behind what you are doing, it's not working. It's not working. If there's no purpose, if there's no why, it is literally doing nothing for you. So step number one, after the alarm clock goes off, I walk the dog. I know. It sounds so simple, right? Like, of course. Okay, you got a dog. I get it. And then your alarm clock goes off and you take him out. Absolutely. But you know what this has done for me? It has upped my time outside and my steps, right? We love a hot girl walk. We love a walk outside, getting our steps in the sunshine. This has literally been proven to be beneficial to your mental health and your wellness, right? Time in the sun. I'm not saying like baking and roasting at the beach, although there is a time and a place for that, I will say. Saying the morning sun on your face will absolutely improve your mood, how you feel about yourself and the world. So I get the morning sun and I get to wake up my body in nature while moving. I mean, are you kidding me? While getting puppy love. I mean, talk about an endorphin rush. All the happy hormones are just flooding in first thing in the morning. I will say that there's not always sun because usually it's like 6 a.m. So there's no sun, but regardless, the other times that I walk the dog throughout the day, there is sun. So I am getting the sun, but I'm getting the steps outside in nature first thing in the morning. It's quiet outside. So this is my time to think about what I'm grateful for. To be outside, right? To be quiet with the world. It's precious time. And this is what I'm talking about. The intention behind what you're doing. I could mindlessly go out and walk the dog and be annoyed, but I am intentionally choosing to be quiet with myself, to practice gratitude, to think about all the amazing things I'm going to accomplish throughout the day while I'm outside and I'm walking. The second thing that I do is I take a little shot of magic mind. I've been doing it for a few days now, and it is officially a staple in my morning routine. It's a super easy addition to any sort of daytime routine. It is a mental performance shot. It tastes really freaking good, and it gets you focused, mentally clear, motivated, productive. It is and should be a staple in everybody's morning routine. The best part about it is it doesn't have to take the place of my coffee because we all know that I love my coffee. This is two completely different things. I'm not kidding you when I tell you that when I take this little shot and then I get in the car and I go to work, I feel ready to tackle my actual to-do list. Like I'm ready to dive into my day. It also has some mushroom nootropics and adaptogens in it. So not only does it help you feel productive, helps me be productive, but it also reduces stress. So my morning routine is setting me up, my heart and my mind, for the rest of the day. And Magic Mind has absolutely been crucial to getting my heart and my mind ready for the rest of the day. Side note, I've also done it in the afternoon as like a little pick me up when I like start to get that feeling of like, I need a nap. I just want to be done for the day. I don't want to do anything else. And then it just gives you that little edge, that little boost to finish out your day strong. It's a mental performance shot. It is. It's just that good. If you want to add this to your morning routine, there is a link in the show notes to get you some. It's quick. It's easy. It's yummy. So click the link in the show notes. And if you do, we have just, you know, a little gift, a little limited time offer that gets you 40% off your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with code SPLASH20 at checkout. The third thing I do is I make a pot of coffee. You knew that this was coming. I always make a pot of coffee. It literally fills my heart with so much joy. I get so excited to wake up to go drink my coffee. And I got a new coffee pot from the wedding. And it's like the beans with the filter. Like I feel like a real person, not just the little Nespresso pods, but I do love an espresso machine. But I just feel like I've leveled up as a person with these coffee beans that I grind and I put it in. And it's just, oof, it really hits the spot. It's so good. My wish for you is that you find something that makes you as happy as coffee does to me in the morning. That is my wish for you. Another crucial step in my morning routine is I make the bed. I have to make the bed. Every single day, this is a non-negotiable. It starts my day with a win. It starts my day with being productive. So my mind and my heart will automatically follow because I've already started the day with a win and getting something done, right? Making myself proud by cleaning up my space, my bed. It feels good, right? It just feels good. I work out. So yes, I get steps in, but then I make my coffee, I make my bed, and then I go to my workout class. And I'm not able to do it every day. I'm just not. And this is going to be a little side note for you, but your morning routine isn't meant to be a to-do list, right? None of these routines that you're creating in your life are meant to be a to-do list. You shouldn't dread it, right? Like, of course, sometimes there are days that I don't feel like working out and it does feel like a to-do list, but that's where your discipline comes in so that you can show up for yourself even when you don't want to. That makes you better as a person all the time. But sometimes I have to go into work early. Sometimes I can't get my morning workout class in. So sometime throughout the day, I am working out. But sometimes it just doesn't happen in the morning, and that's okay. Have grace for yourself and your life. It's not always going to be planned out perfectly. It's just not. So give yourself some grace. But my gosh, when I can get that morning workout class in, oh, it sets my day up so freaking good. I sweat. I'm grateful that I'm able to move my body. It just clears the mind. It's so good for me. Okay, so go level up your morning routine. Not only with Magic Mind, but with purpose and intention. Make your routines make sense for your life and who you are and who you show up as today. And every day. Do not be afraid to give this new leveled up version of you exactly what you need to continue on this path of betterment, this path of self-discovery. It's exactly what you need to get better and be better today. My goodness, I hope you're fired up to shake things up in your life because if it's not now, when? Okay? Because we are entering into the second quarter. It's here. Life is happening. Go attack it. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. My goodness. Don't forget to check out the link in my bio to get yourself some Magic Mind. Because yes, you are going to level up your morning routine today. Share this episode with somebody that you love who might need a little shakeup in their worlds. As always, I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website, splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.